Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So you woke up your wife one night jumping up and down, yelling and screaming.
Yes.
Watching the Olympics 4 years ago.
It was. It was Vancouver 4 years ago because it was like 11. And about that time is when a lot of the primetime events started to go on the West Coast. So I would watch them and have the ability to watch them live. And I was watching an event, and it was really exciting. And it actually woke her up, and she came downstairs to yell at me for it.
And what was the event?
I'm not telling you.
It was curling.
It was.
Why?
It was a really good stone, and it won the end.
Okay. I've never in my life gambled a dime, nor will I. But the second it shows up on a Vegas board, it has some legitimacy. And has your sport shown up on a Vegas board?
Not that I'm aware of, but it
exactly
could have been.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Stoic. Okay. Everybody else is watching sports. You're watching guys with brooms.
All right, here, everybody asks me this. Why am I an Olympic nut? Here's why I like the Olympics. I love the fact that this is the biggest event of a lot of these sports at all. And it happens only 4 years. And a lot of these athletes will work their entire life to get to this one opportunity. And it may be their only opportunity to be the best in the world and to perform the best at their particular event. And they've trained their entire life for it, for this one moment. That's what I love about the Olympics.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Beverages, beer, lots of it. snacks, pickle bar, fresh hot roasted peanuts. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Bob Shoup is the new defensive coordinator of the Nittany Lions.
As Jeff just said, my name is Bob Shoup. I'm the defensive coordinator, and I'll coach the safeties. As many of you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, more specifically Oakmont, Pennsylvania. Graduate of Riverview High School, class of 1984, so to me it's like coming home. And when I walk in here today at my first official Penn State event, I see Bob White up there, who was an idol of mine when Riverview used to play Freeport. It's pretty exciting, and I feel like I'm home. So really excited to be here. I truly believe we have the best defensive staff. I'll specifically talk about the defensive side of things in America. We got great chemistry in that room. I coach the safeties, Brent Pry, coach the linebackers, Sean Spencer, is the D-line coach, and we're so excited to get Terry on board. He'll help me with the secondary coach in the corners. Terry and I have known each other for a long time, and we've spent a lot of time in the last week specifically getting him on board, because the other guys certainly know what we do defensively, how we operate. The identity of the defense, I believe, you know, when we talk, you know, a mentor of mine once said, a philosophy is who you think you are, and identity is who others see you as. Make no mistake, you know, we came here, at the end of the day, there's a lot of good defenses, but at the end of the day, there's only one championship defense. And we came here to build a Big Ten championship and a national championship caliber defense. That's the only thing we know. Our identity is we're an in-your-face style of defense that's going to be fun to watch and even more fun for our players to play. I promise you that. It's based basically on two premises, relentless pursuit and never-ending pressure. You know, the first thing I say to the guys all the time is everyone has a game plan until they get punched in the face. And we throw the first punch, we keep on punching, we make sure it's not the last punch, and we just keep on punching. That's who we are. As far as the scheme, people ask a lot about the scheme. I'm not a, you know, is it a 4-3, is it a 4-2-5, are you 3-4, what are you? You know, rather than recruit players to fit a scheme, I think we do a real good job tailoring the schemes to fit our personnel. We'll recruit the best players we can, identify their strengths, and put them in a position to be successful for whatever that means and whatever that situation dictates right there. That's what we believe in. I think about the core values of our defense that I'd say to you, you'll hear me say this all the time throughout my experience here, passion, toughness, and team. You know, I'm looking for players to play the game with tremendous passion. I want to surround myself with guys who love to play the game of football. I'm high football IQs. I'm looking for guys that are interchangeable parts. I'm looking for physically tough and mentally tough players. You know, we're playing a championship schedule, and on the east side of this division to play Michigan State, Ohio State, Michigan, and the guys you got to play week in, week out, you better be physically and mentally tough to the demands that are for a student athlete, especially at a school like Penn State. And we look for team-first guys. You know, passion, toughness, team. We tell our guys all the time, you know, guys that have to understand how their responsibility fits into the team concept. 11 men, you know, functioning as one. Anybody who knows me knows I respect the history of college football as much as I'm a fan before I'm a coach. And, you know, we're so excited to be here at Penn State because I respect the tradition and history of Penn State football. But at one point, 1998, I worked at West Point. There's a famous coach at West Point named Red Blake, and he always talked about playing his best 11 rather than his 11 best. And that's something we talk about all the time, putting our best 11 players on the field for what the situation dictates and understanding how your job fits into the team concept. You'll hear me say all the time to the guys, do your job. Do your job. The system will work. Our goals, I'm not big into a lot of goals, but these goals have stood the test of time in defensive football. Anybody who knows me knows this is how I feel. Whether it's Riverview Junior High, Riverview High School, whether it's Penn State or whether it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, successful defensive football teams stop the run, they don't give up big plays, and they take the ball away. And those are three things that we were very successful at the last 3 years at Vanderbilt. You know, we were fortunate. We had really good players there, and we finished in the top 25 in the country the last 3 years in total defense. We've had finished the top 20 in the country in pass defense 3 years in a row. One. Many different ways. I think each defense has its own identity. In 2011, we won one way. Anytime someone threw the ball, we seemed to intercept it. In 2012, interception, but we stopped teams on third down and in the red zone. And this year, you know, we were 3-3 at the midpoint of the season, and I took a look at the defense. It's the identity of this group. We weren't really good at anything. And the second half of the year, we loaded up the box on first and second on us, and then we brought the magic show on third down. And won the second half of the year, had 23 takeaways the second half of the year, and really, really played maybe the best defense we did in our 3 years there over the last the last six or seven games right there. And the last thing I'll say, Coach talked about, I'm that guy who loves being in the film room. I'll come in at 5 in the morning, I'll stay till midnight, and I love watching film. So I have actually watched some of the Penn State film, and I have talked to some of the defensive players, and I'm really looking forward to getting to know some of these guys. I've met a couple of them. I've talked to them, you know, on the phone, direct message. We've been all over the country recruiting, you know, but I think there's some really good players here, and specifically working with the safeties. I'm looking forward to working with Adrian. I think he's got a lot of potential and a tremendous player. Jordan Lucas, I thought, had an outstanding season last year. I've talked to Mike Hall. I remember him, you know, from trying to recruit him in high school out of Cannon Mac, and I know there's some really, really good players up front. So I'm looking forward to getting to know those guys, and I'm looking forward to working with them. And as I said, you know, building a Big Ten championship caliber defense and a national championship caliber defense.
All right, well, we have time for a few questions here from the floor. So again, raise your hand. We'll bring a microphone to you.
I probably just answered up 10 of them.
Coach, over here. With the perceived lack of depth on the defensive side of the ball over the last couple of years, your up-tempo, aggressive style, do you foresee any problems as far as not having enough depth on that side of the ball?
Hard to say right now. I mean, the one thing and Coach addressed it before, there's no perceived starters right now. I mean, we came in as a defensive staff, I promise you, I've told all the defensive players I've spoken with, it's a clean slate right now. And in recruiting, it's the same thing. I have no hidden agenda. The best players play regardless of class, regardless of whether you're a walk-on from Selins Grove or a four-star from, you know, Los Angeles, California, whatever it might be right there. And we had the same sort of issue at the previous place we were. And we found guys and found their niche and put them in a particular role and responsibility that enabled them to do that. But I think that is an issue. And you saw that last year. I think Adrian went back and forth between corner and safety and things like that. And we try to keep it as simple as we possibly can to allow our guys to play fast. And as I said, one of the things that I think we do a really good job of is keeping our terminology pretty easy and utilizing guys as interchangeable parts and stemming in out of a 4-3 to a 3-4 and doing different things like that, keeping the same guys on the field.
Hey, Bob. Right here in the middle. How did you and James like first get connected? Have you known each other for a while, like before Vanderbilt, or how did that come about?
That's actually a funny story. A little over 3 years ago, when Coach got the job at Vanderbilt, I didn't know him at all, and I made a joke to a friend. I said, "Get me an interview with Frank, and I'll get the job." And you know, I know maybe I wasn't his first choice at Vanderbilt. And you know, we met at the Dallas convention in 2011, and I sold him on he sold me on his vision for building a championship caliber program, and I sold him on my vision for building a championship caliber defense. And I think what he's done an outstanding job of is assembling a staff that really complements him. He's the face of the program. He's awesome at that stuff. And you'll see with our staff, we're grinders, we're blue collar guys, we're hard workers. And when he hired me, it was funny, he hired me from William & Mary, a 1AA program, and Brent Pry from Georgia Southern, and Sean Spencer from Bowling Green. And, you know, the article in the Nashville paper said, be prepared to be underwhelmed by these hires. And I promise you that still sits on in my office today.
Bob Shoup, the new defensive coordinator of the Nittany Lions.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Bob Shoup, the new defensive coordinator of the Nittany Lions. Coming up, John Donovan, the offensive coordinator. As we continue, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. Sunbury Motor Company has over 300 new Fords and over 100 new Hyundais that must be sold now. Get savings up to $11,000 during the January inventory liquidation event at Sunbury Motor Company. Liquidation means vehicles need to fly off the lot as quickly as possible, and Sunbury Motors will do what it takes to earn your business now. See all of the great deals on new Fords and Hyundais now, because time is of the essence, and if you wait too long, the new Ford or Hyundai you've had your eyes on will be in someone else's driveway. At Sunbury Motor Company, they never pressure you into buying a vehicle you don't want or that's out of your price range. They want to make sure you're getting the best possible deal with the best possible service before, during, and after the sale. This is the time to buy that new Ford or Hyundai, and this is the place. Stop at Sunbury Motor Company now while the selection's at its best. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at SunburyMotors.com.
Heard the defensive side of the equation. Now let's go to offense. John Donovan is not only going to be the offensive coordinator, he'll be in charge of the tight ends.
I'll say a couple things, and then you guys can take it from there if you want. But like we've all been saying, excited to be here. Being from New Jersey, like James said, I understand the tradition and history of this place. Excited to get back up in this region of the country, and ready to go. Excited to work with the players, excited to recruit for this school, and you know, bring a championship to Penn State. We have an unbelievable staff on the offensive side of the ball. We've worked together now for 3 years. Charles Huff is the new addition, but we've worked with him in the past. Unbelievable chemistry, unbelievable ideas get thrown around. So, you know, that's going to be, you know, really fun, and I'm looking forward to working with those guys again, and we're going to have a heck of a time. As far as the last 3 years, we're very proud as a staff. The last 2 years, we averaged 30 points per game. The 2 years previous to us getting there, they averaged 16 points per game. We have the school's all-time leading rusher, the school's all-time leading receiver, as well as the SEC's all-time leading receiver and receptions leader. So we're very proud of that. You know, offensively, we're personnel oriented, pro style offense. So we basically, you know, we're pro terminology. The guys will be learning a system that's used at the next level. It has answers. We don't run dead plays. There's reasons to run in certain spots. If there's somebody coming free on a pass protection, we're either throwing the ball, breaking a route, or the back's got to pick them up, or the line's got to pick them up. We won't run dead plays. We like smart guys that can think fast and process information, and I think they've got a good base the last couple of years of learning a pro system, and look forward to seeing what they know and seeing how they translate to what we're going to run. We're multiple. We'll cater to our personnel, see what we have, get our best players on the field, take advantage of what we have, and what the defense gives us. You know, the first thing we'll do when we meet with the guys, we'll teach them the base formations, the huddle, the snap count, the motions, the shifts, all that stuff. But then the next thing we'll do is we'll get into defenses and have them understand defenses and why we do what we do to attack them. And, you know, it's like taking a test, every week taking a test. If you know your opponent, you have a great chance of being successful. And then from there, we'll evaluate our personnel and decide which direction we want to go. Coach Han, our O-line coach, always says we want to be balanced. And balance means the ability to do both, not just be 50-50. You want to run the ball when you want to run it and run when you have to run it. You have to run it at the end of the game when you're up. You have to run it when you're down and tight and you got to punch it in the goal line. You know, you want to run it when you want to run it and run it when you have to run it. Same goes with the pass. Pass it when you want to pass it and pass it when you have to pass it. Two-minute situation, third down, whatever it might be, that's what we mean by being balanced. And as a unit, we're going to be tough, we're going to be smart, and we're going to be prepared. We're going to be mentally and physically tough. That's the style we're going to play. We're going to be smart. We're going to play smart. We're going to understand situational football and, you know, do things that don't hurt the team. And we're going to be as prepared as anybody in the country as far as what we're getting into each and every week. Like I said, that's about all I got. If anybody has any questions, here we go.
Okay, questions for Coach Donovan.
Coach, I just wondered if you had seen any film of Christian Hackenberg yet. Have you talked to him, and what have you told him about what to expect before spring ball?
You know, we've seen some film. He's obviously got a lot of talent. Really excited to work with him. You know, I know it's hard for him because he had such a tight relationship with Coach O'Brien. I was fortunate enough to work with Coach O'Brien in two spots, Georgia Tech and Maryland. So I've had communication with him, and he loves that kid. And I think he feels better about guys that he knows that are here now that will take care of that kid and teach him the right way and keep him progressing the way he will and should. And, you know, we're just excited to get to work, and he's going to form his own opinion, and we're confident in our abilities as a staff and what we're going to teach and what we're going to run. I think he's going to be excited about what we're going to do and the potential that this team has and the potential that he'll have.
Coach,
as many as it takes to win.
Coach, in the back here, in terms of your role with the tight ends, you know, have you talked to, you know, Adam Brenneman, Jesse James, Kyle Carter, and those guys? And what are your expectations for those?
Yeah, I haven't met them, but I've reached out over the phone. I met a couple of the guys. I've heard they're a very talented group. Looking forward to it. Tight ends are an awesome position to have on the field because they're extremely versatile. You know, defensive guys like Bob, they want to know what you're in. What's the personnel? How many, you know, wideouts you got in the game? How many running backs? You know, when you have tight ends in a game that are versatile, you don't know what you're going to be in. You could be in a tight formation. You could be in a spread-out formation. You can shift to it. You can motion to it. You can do a lot of different things, and we like to get creative on our side of the ball, and that's our advantage. You know, we have elements of no huddle, but we're a huddle team, but we like to dictate to the defense as far as disguising and getting into different looks and making them guess and keeping them on their heels. And tight ends give you the ability to do that. And so I'm really looking forward to having a great group there and see what we got.
Coach, to your left, it seems like as a coaching staff, you guys are pretty tight-knit. You're all coming in here new. How much easier does that make the transition?
It's great. You know, when we formed this staff at Vanderbilt 3 years ago, we hadn't worked together before. And, you know, we got together real quick and found out real quick that we liked each other. And there was a lot of great ideas from a lot of guys from different you know, stops. And the fact that we're coming in here now together into a new situation, it makes it a lot easier. You know, like James said, you don't have to coach the coaches. You know, everyone kind of knows what we do and how we do it. We just got to figure out what we want to do exactly and, you know, teach it to the players. So that's a huge advantage.
Coach, with Charles Huff coming to you guys as the one offensive staff member that didn't come from Vanderbilt, but what does he bring from the table, and why was he a guy that, you know, you guys wanted to have come over here with you?
Well, we've worked with Charles at Maryland and at Vanderbilt, so we've known him for 2 years, and just being around him and seeing the potential he had as a younger coach and whatnot, and knowing what we're getting in him and seeing how he progressed since we last saw him, that was the combination that kind of won us over, because it was not given to him. He got the job. And the fact that we knew him on a personal level and a working level helped, but then seeing him go away for a few years and coming back and how much he's grown, that put him over the top.
John Donovan, he is the offensive coordinator for the Nittany Lions. The best explanation of balance I've ever heard. We always hear the word balance thrown out there in football. And the bottom line is, balance is the ability to run it when you want to, run it when you need to, pass it when you want to, and the ability to pass it when you need to. That's balance. Doesn't mean you have to run 50 plays, you have 25 runs and 25 passes. That's not balance. Balance is the ability to do both and to do it when you want to do it and then when you need to do it. All right, next half hour, I have one more guy to hear from. That's Charles Huff. You heard John Donovan mention him. Why will we hear from Charles Huff? Because he's the special teams coordinator here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I need you to help me out on something.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm in the same room with that woman from On the Mark,
right?
Remind me not to interrupt her.
No. No, that'd be bad.
I mean, just want to make sure you got my back on that one.
I got you. You're covered.
Because it seemed to be a pet peeve of hers.
Chris, a little bit annoyed there, it sounded, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought so. I mean, I kind of sat here in the chair and I went to speak. I pulled right back. I'm like, whoa, You know. Even Lawrence backed down, and, you know, Lawrence is probably the toughest guy I know on the planet. I know a lot of football players. They aren't Lawrence.
Okay.
Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Great array and selection of beverages, beers, domestics, snacks, fresh hot roasted peanuts, pickle bar. Incredible. By the way, Buhner tells us it's 80 plus in New Zealand right now. Buhner listening on our stream today.
Is it tomorrow over there yet, though?
Yes, it is.
So technically, he's listening to us in the future.
Yes. Well, Buhner already knows how today turned out.
Oh, great.
And, I just got a text. It didn't turn out so hot for you.
Did Penn State win the wrestling match then? That's all I want to know.
Yes, they did. 33-3, like I told you. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We've heard from head coach James Franklin. He and I go into the building together. He's sprinting in front of me, and he says, he yells out, "The voice!" Like, he says, "I'm not being rude, Steve." I said, "Why?" He says, "I don't have an overcoat." I said, "You're not in Nashville anymore." So, we've heard from John Donovan, the offensive coordinator, Bob Shoup, the defensive coordinator. You heard John Donovan reference Charles Huff, the running backs coach. He's also the special teams coordinator. And he talked about his approach.
Good afternoon. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thank the administration and Coach Franklin for allowing me to be here. Just a little bit about the special teams. I've got asked numerous times what kind of identity, what kind of special teams are we going to be. Our special teams here at Penn State will have two distinct characteristics. One is a necktie mentality. I'm not sure how many science teachers are in the building, but a necktie is a living organism that can flow freely through water, not affected by the current. And it's always attacking. So the most reasonable example would be a great white shark. A great white shark will eat and eat and eat till it dies. It won't say, "I'm full." And that's how we'll be on special teams. We'll attack and attack and attack.
Has he met you, Kevin?
I don't think so.
Wow. Amazing. I sat back going, my goodness, he's talking about my buddy.
Because we blocked the punt first time out doesn't mean we're not coming after it again. The second characteristic is going to be a Prefontaine pace. Steve Prefontaine was a 1970s long-distance runner that died a little bit before his time, but he coined the term of suicide pace. So from the time the gun went off, he was sprinting. So the time we come off the mat, we're going to be flying around. Any person that steps on the mat as a special teams player here at Penn State will be flying around. From the time, if we make a mistake, we're going to make it 100 miles an hour. Suicide pace, we'll be the first, and Coach Franklin talked about it a little bit, we'll be the first fast pace, no huddle special teams you've seen. So that's how we're going to be. And it'll be fun. It'll be exciting. The fans will love it. Coaches will love it. I'll love it. Coach Donovan told me I didn't have to work on punt because he was going to go 100% on third down, so that made it easy. And Coach Shoup told me we didn't have to work on punt return because he was going to get picks and turnovers. So really all we got to work on is kickoff and field goals. So it's easy. But thank you, guys. Any questions?
All right, questions, please. Raise your hand. We'll bring a microphone to you.
Afternoon, Coach. The last staff here, I'm well, thanks. The last staff here didn't have a special teams coordinator. Obviously, you are the special teams coordinator for this staff. So why is that important? You know, what element does that bring that maybe makes it a benefit to have that position on staff?
I think having a special teams coordinator brings an identity to the special teams. When you kind of break it up as a staff, it works for some people. But I don't know if you have a true identity. You have one voice speaking to every unit. Even though this unit, our staff here will be very involved, each coach will be very involved in helping with the special teams, I think you need one voice to stand up in front of the team and present whatever it is for that week to keep it consistent. Our staff here is brand new, so that means our guys will be learning three different philosophies, offense, defense, and special teams now. So it's my job to kind of keep it all simple. So that what they're learning on defense doesn't flow over into what they're doing on special teams and the same as offense. So you need that one voice to kind of present it at the front of the team.
And following up on that, so how does that work? Will each unit have a coach working with them, or will you be the only assistant coach working with each unit? And how do you divide your time between the units?
Each of our coaches on staff will be helping me. I will oversee it all and kind of start the base plan. Each coach will have a certain segment that they're responsible for. I do know offhand that Coach Pry and I will work very closely on kickoff because that's kind of his deal. But I will be responsible for making sure that the meetings are prepared, the film is broken down, you know, the players have, you know, their scouting reports or books for the week. And then what I'll do is once I've kind of got what the other team is going to do, I'll get with each coach and we'll come up with the best game plan for that week.
Charles, to your right. Can you just describe your reaction when you were presented this opportunity and why did you want to come here, not only for Penn State, but to coach with Coach Franklin again?
The first reaction was, thank you, when can I start? I was overly excited. Coach Franklin and I have worked together before. Like I said before, he's kind of my professional dad. I respect him a lot. He's taught me a lot that I've learned over the past. Then put that together with the opportunity to work at such a great university here at Penn State. I almost dropped the phone when he asked me the first time, but then I said if I drop the phone, he's going to think I don't want the job. So, but it was an unbelievable opportunity. I can't wait to get started. I'm chomping at the bit. Just from being on the road the last week, the love for Penn State is unbelievable. And I'm excited to take this program to the next level with the rest of this coaching staff.
Coach, to your left, you mentioned fast pace, no huddle special teams. Could you elaborate on
that? That's it. Get set, snap the ball, kick off, get set, get ready to go. Play as fast as you can. Play as fast as you can. Try to eliminate the thinking. You know, make it simple. You know, you're out there for, you know, 6 seconds. You know, special teams is not where you get first down, second down, third down. You know, you're out there for 6 seconds. You come off the ball and make it happen. Flying around, trying to keep it as simple as possible to let these guys just run around and have fun. With being, you know, fundamentally sound and also making sure that they're where they're supposed to be.
Hey, Charles, along those lines of aggressiveness right behind
where far left.
Gotcha.
It might be decisions that are more Coach Franklin's, but expect more maybe, you know, fakes and you know, that type of thing and that aggressiveness in that way too.
You're good. We'll have fun. I'll say that. We'll have fun. And part of having fun is keeping the guys interested. So all the good plays and the fakes and all that, if they're there, it will be something that we'll do. We won't force the issue. We'll take what they give us and make sure that they're fundamentally sound on the other side of the ball as well.
Have you had a chance to watch any of the film yet on the running backs? And if so, what are your impressions? If not, when do you plan to get to it?
I have. On the road, like Coach Franklin said, we did download some of the information. I had the opportunity, I was lucky enough to work with two unbelievable running backs for the Buffalo Bills, Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller. Both Bill and Zach have some of those qualities. It'll be interesting to see how far I can take them from where they are to where they're going to be. Coach Donovan and Coach Franklin's system is set up for these two type of backs. So it'll be exciting, you know, once they kind of get their feet wet and understand the system where they'll be.
Any further questions for Coach Huff?
Okay. That's Charles Huff, the running backs coach, special teams coordinator. So you heard from the head coach and all three coordinators today. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. As promised, we'll talk sports when we come back, and then the final 30 seconds for what interests Kevin.
Well, I better get ready then, huh?
Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Okay, final segment for the week. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Great selection of beverages. I don't know if I mentioned beer at all. Great domestics. Fresh hot roasted peanuts. Pickle bar. Snacks. Incredible. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So there's the staff. They, in talking to all of them, and I had a chance to talk with each one of them today, they're just enthusiastic about their job. They don't feel like they're reinventing the wheel. And there's certain basic principles they have that are basic principles I've seen around here for a long time.
Well, the one thing that has to make them happy is they're not taking over a program that, you know, has not had some success recently. I mean, this is a program that has had some success, and when you factor in the handicaps that the NCAA's put on it, that makes that success even more impressive.
Well, they know they're getting a quality kid that is also resilient. I mean, there is no program in the country that's more resilient than this one. That's why I always hear, well, we overcame injuries, we overcame this. We're a very resilient group. No, I'm sorry, nobody's had to go through what's happened around here. These guys have defined resiliency. They've shocked people. I mean, you don't think Wisconsin's not sitting back right now saying, I can't believe it. I'm sure they thought that, you know, a wounded Penn State football program, they were not going to lose to. Okay? They didn't think that was going to happen. Well, Penn State beat them. So, I mean, that's what they're getting. They also have a chance to have an imprint on what's going on here. Because what will happen is that you'll have, trying to do the math here for them, they'll probably have, when it's all said and done, 9 guys that they've recruited themselves. I mean, there are guys that they didn't recruit that they've reaffirmed their commitment to Penn State. So that, you know, so Bill O'Brien's staff's the one that really did the job and got them in. So they'll have a combination, obviously, of Joe and his staff, what they brought in, Bill and his staff, what they've brought in, and then probably, I think in the end, 9 guys will be on the staff, or excuse me, on this team. In other words, 1/8 of the team, that will be his recruits. Then next year you're going to have 25 guys, and then see how quickly it changes over. When you bring in 25 guys next year, now suddenly that means you're at 34. That's, you know, counting everybody staying. Now 34 out of 80, now you're up to almost 40% of the thing being your guy. You know, see what I'm saying? So quickly can become everybody that you've recruited. And the one thing that we really lack today when we look at this overall is a lack of perspective, big picture. Because we have trouble judging, I think, coaches today compared to before because of impatience. It seems like after 3 years, if it's not going perfectly, people want changes. The reality is you have to give a coach, if you're realistic and understand the big picture, 5 or 6 years. That way, every facet of the program, from coaches to players to staff to requests for facilities or whatever else you need, it's all yours. Now I know exactly what your program looks like. I've hired Kevin Herr to be my head coach. Okay, is it right for me to sit there after 3 years and look at Kevin Herr and say, look, you know, we're just not getting anywhere, and you're still in the process of forming your own program. You're really only at the halfway point of it. We don't have a lot of that today. There's so much coach movement, and there's so much calling for heads all the time. I think people think the easiest thing to do is let's fire the guy and let's get somebody else in here. Or let's get rid of him. Let's get a big-name guy in here. Okay, fine. Every time I hear that, what's the basic question I always ask the caller? What do I ask them? Okay. Then tell me who that person is.
Yeah, not the caller. You asked me that the other day when we were talking about the Redskins head coach. Then who else would you hire?
Right. Well, it's a fair question. If you're going to make a bold statement, this guy isn't the right guy, okay, you tell me who's the right guy. I mean, it's that's not me being pushy or anything like that. It's actually the opposite. In other words, if I make a statement like that, because I don't make statements like that unless I actually do have a list in my head of, like, you know what, I think this person and this person would all be worthy of looking at. But too often we hear, get rid of this guy. I don't care what program it is. I don't care if it's Penn State, Maryland, Cal, whatever it happens to be. Get rid of him. Okay. Who do you propose we get? I would like to have suggestions. Well, we got to get a big name guy. Okay, what big name guy would come here? Just tell me, who is that? Take a bucket of cash, throw it at him, what do you want to do? Now, Penn State paid a lot of money out, not just for James Franklin. Penn State paid a lot of money out for the staff. Okay? I mean, this staff that was brought here, this is not inexpensive. Now, I think there's no question that in this particular case, Dave Joyner went out and they got coaching. And I think a great job here. I think he gets it. He understands it. He gets Penn State. But sometimes these things, when you get to talk show statements and things like that, it's okay to ask a question here or there about whatever, but get rid of him and bring in a big name coach. They're like, oh, okay. Who do you suggest? Waiting. Don't think Pete Carroll's leaving the Seahawks. The simple solution is always getting rid of somebody. The difficult part is actually finding somebody. That, which brings us to the next part. I really want to see, when you hire somebody, unless they are ethically challenged, they need to have 5, even 6 years, so the program is all their baby.
They have to give them an opportunity to recruit their players, too.
Yeah, well, you have a system. Let's take Brady Hoke at Michigan. Let's take Brady Hoke at Michigan, for example. He has had Denard Robinson as his quarterback, now Devin Gardner. Neither one of them is really the style of guy that he would prefer to have in the program. Now, Morris, the freshman who played in the bowl game against Kansas State, the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, is more the style of guy he wants to have. He just isn't ready yet. But he's gone through 3 years now and hasn't had really the quarterback that he wants, the style of quarterback he wants to play. He's gone with the guys that have given him the best chance to win with the current group. But he's really kind of had to fit square pegs into round holes. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. From the Sunbury Motor Studio, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you Monday.